Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, guys. How are we today?
Yeah, very well, mate. We're all eyes on the Caulfield Cup, mate. 18 in the field.
It is. There was a bit of discussion early in the week about whether or not we would get the full 18, but it was oversubscribed in the end. 18 plus two emergencies, so a really interesting race.
It is. Did the barrier draw have a big effect, Greg, on your thoughts about the race?
Well, Jamaica was the favourite, and she drew the second half of the field in barrier 13, so she's held her place in the market. She probably gets back just a little bit, but interestingly enough, it was the four European horses who all drew very well, including Exospheric, who drew barrier 3.
Mate, can I deal with Jamaica first? Obviously, mares have a terrific record in the Caulfield Cup, and you're a weights and measures expert, quite clearly. You know, some people want to tell me that Jamaica is just a weight certainty. Do you subscribe to that theory?
Well, she still has to come out and get the job done, but there's certainly no doubt her lead-up form's been terrific. Her win in the Naturalism Stakes was great. She won that by a big margin, and then she finished second to Hartnell in the Turnbull Stakes. We know Hartnell's one of the most exciting horses in Australia, if not the world. And even though he beat her easily, there was a big gap to the rest of the field with Tally running third. So I originally gave her 51.5. She's now got 52. The weights have gone up half a kilo, so she carries 52.5. I think she is attractively weighted. She won the Victoria Oaks, placed in the Victorian Derby. She had a pretty busy three-year-old season, but there's no doubt she's come back in terrific form. So deserves to be the favourite.
Four overseas horses. Articus is an interesting one. Well backed, the Stuart German horse. Can you tell us more about it?
Well, he is very interesting because he comes out of a small stable in Germany from a trainer called Walter Hickst. The horse has been bought and transferred to Andreas Foller. We know Andreas well. He came here with Protectionist as a lightly raced progressive horse who won the Melbourne Cup 2 years ago. So Articus is a Group 3 winner in Germany this year over 11 furlongs, 2,200 metres, and then ran in a Group 1 race in Germany where he ran fifth, beaten 2.5. Now, his form is not as good as Protectionist was when he came out, but he's got less weight. So he's down in the weights. He's a very progressive horse. Andreas has had him for a couple of months now, and I think there's a lot of confidence in the camp that he's going to be very hard to beat on Saturday. He's not entered for the Melbourne Cup, so specifically this is his target race, the Caulfield Cup. Drew barrier 11, so he's in the middle of the field. And if Andreas can improve the horse or he can improve off his German form, again, he's right in the market, and you probably think he's shorter in the market than his form would suggest. So, to me, that's that means that they've got a very high opinion of him, and he's improving very quickly.
And that means, Greg, that he probably fits that profile of a European horse that can get here, is on the rise and improve, and gets in with the correct weight. Is that a correct read?
Absolutely. He's only had the 9 starts. Only had the one run at Group 1 level and finished fifth. But having said that, Exospheric is also very lightly raced as well. He's only had the 10 starts. He comes here as a much more highly rated horse in Europe. He won the Jockey Club Stakes back in the first half of the European summer. The European handicappers were very bullish about him. They moved him to a mark of 119. Now, he's ended up on 55.5 kilos. He had a couple of runs after that, and they moved him back to a rating of 117, which matches up with his current weight in the Caulfield Cup. But if he can return to the form that he showed when he won the Jockey Club Stakes over 2,400 metres 3 runs ago, he's drawn perfectly in barrier 3. Damien Oliver takes the ride. And the Friedman team have had him now for quite some time. Not since he landed in Werribee, but Anthony Friedman went over to England and has been training him for the last month. So Articus, only 9 starts, very progressive. But up the top of the weights, Exospheric, number 3, drawn barrier 3, is also an emerging, lightly raced horse who's only had 10 starts. And I think these four European horses definitely pose the biggest threat to Jamaica in the Caulfield Cup on Saturday.
Well, of the four, and we've had a pretty good look at Articus, Exospheric, Sir Isaac Newton, Scottish are the other two. Which of the four, if you were down to your last $10, which of the four would you be plumping that $10 on?
No, and look, that's a really difficult question because they've all got a really good chance. They've all drawn very well last night in the barrier draw. As I said, Exosphere 3, Scottish from the Godolphin stable. Karen McAvoy is going to ride Scottish. It's a new Godolphin trainer. We've seen these horses come out in the past for Sayed Bin Sarula. Scottish is trained by Charlie Appleby. His form is very good, albeit over less than 2,500 metres. So he hasn't raced for a while and he's got to step up in distance. Right. And Sir Isaac Newton ran fourth in the King George behind his stablemate Highland Reel, which is England's strongest Group 1 race over 2,500 metres, and also ran fourth in the Judmont International behind Postbode. And he's drawn barrier 9. So I'm probably leaning a little bit towards the unknown factor, Articus, with Zach Purton, the rider. But I think Exosphere and Sir Isaac Newton have all got really good chances.
Okay, mate, just a quick one. And we get this query a fair bit, Greg. Is there a where's the best, for our listeners and viewers to have a look on video of these horses that we haven't seen, where's the best place to source those videos?
Well,
just YouTube or...?
Well, exactly. I was going to say the easiest one with any racing around the world now is YouTube. Right. Basically, within 24 hours, you can go onto YouTube and find the race. Racing Victoria on the racing.com site have got race replays up as well of these horses, which is www.racing.com. But certainly the easiest in the modern world we live in is simply to go to YouTube and put in the name of the race, and sometimes the winner of the race will get you a YouTube link.
And Greg, Melbourne Cup tip at this stage, mate, anything?
Well, we've got a second wave of horses coming out. Wicklow Brave, the Irish St. Ledger winner, is going there. Curran Marotic, I know there's a lot of fans right around Australia that love the Japanese horses. He's a little bit of a non-winner, but he's arriving. These second wave of horses are arriving in Australia this weekend. But if I was leaning to one of the European horses, a horse called Heartbreak City won the Ebor Handicap. Now, the trainer, Tony Martin, slaps and thick, has got a very, very big reputation about getting horses into handicap races off a mark in which they can win. Okay. He did that with the Ebor. I've given Heartbreak City 53 kilos, but there's certainly some European form experts that think that he's very well weighted off that weight. So be interesting to see where he finishes on Melbourne Cup Day.
It's a fantastic time of year, Greg. It's one of our great races, the Caulfield Cup, followed by the Cox Plate, which is going to be terrific, then the Derby Day after that and the Melbourne Cup on the first Tuesday in November. We're so excited about it all and we're very grateful of your time this morning.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy.
Good on you. Greg Carpenter there, giving you an insight into those European runners in the Caulfield Cup, and we'll also post that up onto our website as well.